even when you suffer, Jesus has hope for you because he suffered too. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Have you ever felt like the hard times of your life have been going on for far too long? Like you're going through an endless night with no end? It's right then that we need to remember the hope that lies ahead. The apostles knew all about suffering, yet they remained steadfast in their faith because of one truth. Jesus had risen from the dead. Our story today is called Glory of the Winter Trees, Part 2 by G. Cam Congleton. The final line of yesterday's poem says, "The winter trees wait, certain of the coming spring." Can we be certain spring is really coming? I mean, will our hard times truly end, and not just in death? As the author wrote that line, they had in mind the letters of the apostles Peter, Paul, James, and John. They wrote to early Christians enduring great persecution for their faith. And one thing is clear, the apostles believed without a doubt that spring was coming. And they believed for one reason, because of the resurrected Christ. They counted it a joy to suffer for his name and believed they were one body in Christ, already on their way to an eternal life with our Lord. Death was but a doorway to where they wanted to be. And quite frankly, history shows that little daunted their enthusiasm. Christ was no pipe dream. And so they reminded their suffering fellow believers of several things. One, they were companions in suffering. The apostles were experiencing persecution as well. And two, Jesus had also suffered. His life was often lonely. He experienced rejection and derision and betrayal. And finally, he faced a brutal, unjust death. But then he rose from the grave. So, in everything we experience, Jesus empathizes with us, and he promises new life is coming. 3. Our suffering on this earth is very real, but it is temporary. Paul even said our troubles are small in comparison to the everlasting hope and joy we have in Christ. You can read that in 2 Corinthians 4:17. While Paul was waiting under house arrest, under a death sentence, he said that, for Christ's sake, he had lost all things. Yet even in this dark winter, Paul experienced the hope and joy of knowing our loving God. Is Christ truly worth losing all this world has to offer? One can only answer that question by taking it to the cross. 4. Scripture makes it clear that a day is coming when our pain will end, and winter, with all its hardships, will be over for good. Our love and fellowship with Christ, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and all believers will be so joyful, we cannot imagine it. May we remind ourselves of these truths often. For yes, it is good to know we can grow more beautifully Christ-like in tough times, as Scripture reminds us. But God also plainly tells us to rejoice, because a day is coming when pain itself will be no more. Amen and amen. So, what does this story make you think of? Which of the four truths we talked about resonates with you the most? Why? Now, as you and I can read in Revelation 21:4, there will be no more death or mourning or pain. And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In 1 Corinthians 1:9 through 11, 1 Thessalonians 1:2-3, and 1 Peter 1:3 through 9. Now, there's a lot of scripture that goes along with today's story, and you can find all of it in the Unlocked app for today's devotional or at unlocked.org to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. This year, we've been looking at our goals for the devotional and the podcast and thinking about what they should be like going into the future. And you know what? We're not smart enough and wise enough to do that on our own, so we need your help. If there's something you think we could be doing better on Unlocked, or you see an opportunity Unlocked could fulfill, tell us about it. Get in touch by going to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, wondering why are there so many versions of the Bible? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.